Good morning. Greetings of love in Jesus' name. Why don't we all rise for a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we turn our eyes and our hearts towards you. Lord, we recognize we need your Spirit here within our midst. Lord, for this day to be profitable, we need you in our midst. We need you to guide us. We pray that you would guide and direct each one of us. Enable us, Lord, to find courage from your word and continue to guide us, lead us to higher ground, that we can walk in your will, that your will could be accomplished in our lives as we continue to go through our lives, that we would keep our eyes and focus on you and allow your Spirit to lead and guide each one of us. Continue to lead us, continue to be our shepherd as we look to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Turn with me to Romans 8. The title for my devotion is Free from Condemnation. You know, why do Christians sometimes struggle with condemnation when here Paul makes it clear that there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus? You know, there are times when we should feel condemnation. You know, if we have a guilty conscience, we're harboring sin or bitterness, we're hating our brother, or we're allowing sin to control us. You know, we should feel condemned if we're actively continuing to walk in sin. But that condemnation is for our good. That is to bring us to a place of repentance that we can come to God and then allow His cleansing to cleanse us. But there's been times in my life when I've lacked assurance. You know, I had confessed all my known sin. I was trying to follow after God with all of my heart. And yet there was that nagging fear. What if on judgment day I will hear those words, "I never knew you"? You know, the church I grew up in, we were taught, it was ingrained in us that we can't know for sure. We do our best. They tend to preach more towards work-based salvation. The problem is, if we depend on our works, we're always going to face condemnation, because we could always do better. You know, God has us on a journey, and we could always do better. Where if we're basing our assurance on our works, we're always going to feel a certain amount of condemnation. You know, how can we find rest for our souls and be free from all condemnation? Romans 8, verse 1, let's read there. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, not if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. So if we have no hidden sin in our life, if we love God, we are trying to serve Him the best of our knowledge, and we are continuing to turn our heart towards Him, allowing Him to lead us, why do we still sometimes struggle with condemnation? You know, what makes it so difficult to take these scripture, Christ in me, and live out that practically? It may not be that way for all of us, but I think there's probably some of us here that sometimes are faced with that feeling of condemnation, feeling that we just can't do it good enough. We're trying to please God. Turn with me to Revelations 12. verse 7 to 12. I think this gives us a little picture of what we're facing, sometimes. Revelations 12, 7 to 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. You know, here it tells us that Satan and his angels were cast out on the earth, and woe to those that are on the earth. And he's a great deceiver. You know, if he can plant little seeds of doubt in our heart, little seeds of doubt, of condemnation, to keep us there, he knows he's going to have a hard time. He knows we're going to have a hard time living a victorious life. When we're feeling condemnation, when we're feeling discouragement, it's going to be difficult for us to live a victoriously. You know, the key to overcoming the lies of Satan or our own unbelief is the word of our testimony. You know, what is so powerful about the words that we speak? You know, that our words have so much power. The word of God has so much power, but our spoken words have a lot of power. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 12:18, there is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. You know, I think most of us have witnessed someone getting harshly criticized. And you watch the facial expression, the person, you just see their demeanor. It just does something to them when we're criticized. And words can have so much power. Harsh words have the potential to destroy lives. But then the opposite, someone's struggling or discouraged, and someone gives a word of commendation. I'm sure we've all seen it, that of the lifting of the spirit, just what it does to a person when someone compliments you, someone encourages you, someone prods you on. And it's just amazing. Do we really recognize the power of the spoken word? What the spoken word of life or word of death can do to those around us or even to ourselves? You know, I think the reason sometimes we become discouraged or we feel condemnation is because of the things we tell ourselves. You know, we have not held up the shield of faith to keep Satan's darts from penetrating into our hearts. You know, we can really make ourselves miserable by the things that we tell ourselves. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, but I believe death and life are also in the power of our mind. The things we allow ourselves to think, what we meditate on, what we cultivate, what we allow to go through our minds, impacts us. And I believe we also many times underestimate the power of the spoken word of God. The word of God, when it's spoken out, the power that it has to change lives, to give, to encourage. You know, if we are struggling with condemnation or discouragement, we need to speak out the word of God to ourselves. We all know whether we realize it or not, we all talk to ourselves. You know, just think about it for a bit. When you do something embarrassing or you do something really dumb, and how often do we replay that then the next week? We replay that in our minds and tell ourselves how dumb I was or how stupid I was. You know, how many times do we do that? You know, I think that's, and then take the darts of Satan. When he throws them at us of condemnation of we're not good enough or we didn't do this good enough for God, when we allow, replay those things in our mind and allow Satan's word to continue to hammer in our heart, we will continue to experience condemnation. But the word of God, the power of the word of God, I believe we need to consciously consider what we're telling ourselves, what we're allowing to go through our minds, and speak the word of God to ourselves. Encourage ourselves in the word of God. When think of David, remember the story of when they came back to their city and everything was gone. All their children, their women, all their goods were gone. And David's men were thinking of stoning him. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And I think that is what we need to do. If we find ourselves in condemnation or in discouragement, we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. There in Romans 8 where we are reading, there is no condemnation to them are in Christ Jesus. For the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that life in Christ Jesus frees us from the law of sin and death, from condemnation. And then John 3:16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his world into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It is not God's will for us to condemn us. God does not want to condemn us, but he wants us to find life in him, find life and forgiveness in his shed blood. Turn with me to 1 John 3. First John 3, starting in verse 18. 1 John is full of encouragement for us when we are struggling with assurance. Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. Here in verse 20 it says, if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. You know, God understands our struggles. He understands what we're going through. If we feel condemned, God understands that. But if we are walking in the light, which means that we have an open life, we're not trying to hide sin, and we love God, and we have a desire to serve him, we have a desire to serve and honor God, then let's not allow the darts of condemnation to penetrate in our heart. You know, Jesus was our example. When Satan tempted him in the wilderness, he responded with the word of God. When we face temptations, when we face doubt, we need to respond from the word of God. God is not a hard taskmaster. He's a gentle shepherd. He loves and cares for us. Consider when the adulterous woman was brought before Jesus. Jesus didn't speak to her in harsh words. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. That's the heart of God. That's the heart of our shepherd that we serve. He loves us. He cares for us. So I just want to encourage myself and each one of you. Let the spoken word of God transform our lives. It has the power to transform our lives. When we speak out the word of God by faith, believing what we are speaking, it will give us eternal life and it will free us from condemnation. God bless each one of you.